Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Good morning to you out there this morning. Glory to God. We greet you in the marvelous name of our Lord and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Glory to God, giving God all the glory because he's alone is worthy to be praised. Why don't you worship him? Glorify God. God woke you up this morning, started you on your way. It's a new day's journey, and what all I can do for the Lord today, what can I do for the Lord? Glory to God. He's been so good. He's been so kind. He's been so wonderful. He's a wonderful, mighty God. Glory to God. Come into his presence one more time. Give it honor to the Spirit of God, amen, who is the head, amen, of my life this morning. What about you this morning? Can you say that he's the head of your life, that you have allowed God to surrender to the Lord, to give God total control of your life? He's the God that he shall not lie. Hey, glory to God, and he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. We want to usher you in this morning. Welcome you to Lively Stones Ministry, the men with the minister, Ezekiel Jones. We thank you for joining us on this morning. Why don't you go and tell somebody now that Lively Stones Ministry is now on the air. Call someone, text somebody. Amen. Go tell a neighbor, go tell a friend until we all come together in the unity of the faith unto the statues, unto a perfect man. Amen. The Son of God. Glory to God. We can't say enough about the Lord for how God been so, amen, good. And do delight thyself in the Lord. Have mercy upon us, God, right now, because you are the one, glory to God, and your marvelous light, oh God, that you have brought your people out of darkness. And we need to understand who God is in our life this morning. We thank God, amen, for being here one more time. WCNO, amen, here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. Glory to God, this wonderful radio station, amen. Back-to-back messages, ministers coming back and forth. And we come to rage war on the enemy right now. I like to call it the war room right now, where we come, amen, and break the bread of life. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for our producer this morning, Pastor David Frank Kier, the man of God here with us this morning, allowing us to come in and see one more word, amen, about the Lord, amen, to be able to share with you in this segment. Glory to God. So we thank God for him, amen, being on his post at this time. Glory to God. How many know that we are not in this thing together, amen? We need one another, amen, to encourage one another, amen, knowing and realizing that we gonna make it. Glory to God. And when I see my brother, amen, that is God is blessing him, God is bringing forth the word of life and my brother and my sister. Glory to God in there, being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I get joy when I think about that, because I know, amen, that spirit of the living God, amen, would jump off on you. Come on here. It's contagious when you begin to lift up the name of the Lord. The Bible soars the cloud. When Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. When I just can be lifted up, glory to God. Don't matter what your circumstances is. Don't matter what your situation is. Don't matter what your dilemma is. Don't matter what you're facing in life. Just lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, things gonna get better after a while. I know it look kind of bleak now. I know it look dim right now. I know you can't see your way right now. But if you would just continue to put God first in your life, I know he'll make a better way for you. Glory to God, because he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Good morning. Good morning, radio listening audience. Amen. We thank you, amen, for listening to us on this morning. And we come with a word of the Lord. And I heard that when Jesus said that, when he was, this triumph entry coming in Jerusalem, when the people said that, behold, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, the glory to God. And they began to worship him and magnify him. Some did. But if some didn't worship him or magnify him, he said, if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry and praise him. What that mean? That mean that he is sovereignty of this universe. Even if the trees and the palm trees praise God, they will clap their hands and praise the Lord for all his creation. And you are a creation of the Most High, living God. Glory to God. The word of the Lord said that, before the day was, I am he, the eternal, everlasting God, the infinite wisdom of God. We can't make it, you all, without God in our life right now. I just can't explain it to you. You have to experience it for yourself. Through all things, through Christ Jesus, I can accomplish anything. As the Bible soars the cloud in Ephesians 3:11, that according to his internal purpose, which he had proposed all things in Christ Jesus, that he have accomplished all things through his Son. Amen. Glory to God, that we might be partakers of that divine nature, or we might come, amen, into the unction and the Holy Spirit of God, whereby, amen, we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Glory to God. And we're living in a day of trying times right now, but it's better to be in God than not to be in God and what we're going through, because God will put that hedge of protection over you. But you gotta worship him. Amen. God is a holy God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time. Amen. For you being in our presence one more time. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. The Lord is present. When you begin to call upon the name of God, the Bible soars the cloud. Before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. So what that mean? That mean before you even call, some come out your mouth, God is already being attentive to your prayer already. When he know your heart, when he know you got a heart to love him and adore him and to worship him, when your mind is made up, when you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You don't do the things you used to do no more. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, as we usher in, oh God, one more time to call upon the marvelous name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to realize and understand that, Lord, we're not our own, God, and we cannot do nothing, oh Lord, unless you lead and guide us, oh God. You say that in your word that we should not be afraid, neither be dismayed, for I am the Lord thy God. That you would be with us, with us soever thy goest. And you ain't brought us this far to leave us now, oh God. We know that you are a God of reconciliation. We know that you are a God of, you hold your precious and divine promises, oh Lord. And we ask you, oh God, right now, oh God, to go out. Somebody needs you on this morning. Somebody have given up hope on this morning. Somebody feel as though no one cares. But you say you will be a father to the fatherless, oh God, that visit the widows, oh God, in a day of time of despair, oh God, a time of dissolution, and a time of not knowing, and a time of lack. Oh Lord, we know that you are God, that you cannot fail and you will not fail. Oh Lord, and I ask you right now, oh God, to send the anointing, oh God, to bind every yoke right now. You said in your word, oh God, you're the Lord thy God, I change not. And we thank you, oh God, for your word that dwelleth, your word that is going to deliver. For in the name of Jesus, we can accomplish anything through the name of Jesus. Only thing you got to do, my friend, is call upon the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, declare, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man for the things the Lord thy God have promised to them that love him. That's going to hold out, going to run your race. Glory to God. Lord, I ask you to look down upon the bereavement family right now. Oh Lord, I ask you, Lord, to comfort them right now in a time of grief and sorrow. Right now, oh Lord, to heal the brokenhearted, oh Lord, and to proclaim liberty right now unto the captives right now. Somebody done lost someone real dear to them on this morning, oh God, but I release the words of comfort right now by the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing that everything is going to be all right. The word of the Lord said, not willing that any shall perish, but all shall come into the knowledge of repentance. In Jesus' name, we say amen and amen. And that's where we want to go at this morning, as far as repentance. Repentance simply means to turn, or one to turn, or to turn back, or don't go that way. That's not the way to go. And the Bible sows the cloud. Proverbs 14, that 12th verse. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but there's that way is the way of death, of destruction. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the word way is the Hebrew word for derech, meaning this is the way that I should go. The way of the straight and the narrow road that I will follow. And it's been narrowed down because at some point in our lives, we won't want to take the broad way. It's too much of a distraction going on that particular way because we only know that we're the trying of our faith. If worketh patience. But though we be tried with fire, we shall be. Amen. Precious in the sight of God, that we'll show forth praise and glory and honor. But it's a perseverance and a divine preservation where the Lord is preserving you. He's preserving you this morning. God is preserving you. God is keeping you. God is keeping you from that broad direction. God is keeping you. The Bible so declare that the law of God is in his heart. For the law of God is in his heart. The ones that's holding out, stand before the Lord. And keep your heart and keep your foot from sliding and knowing and realizing that he's a God of mercy and a God of grace, something that you didn't even much deserve, but God have kept you. He have wiped the slate clean. Nay, in all these things, is God be for you. Who can be against you now? But Jesus said you have to count up the cost and begin to prioritize and count up the cost as we look into the passage of scripture coming out of Luke 14th chapter, verses 25 through 33. Jesus is saying here, discipleship again tested, to be tested, to be put through, amen, your trials and your tribulations, what you're going through in your life, because you are calling upon the name of God. So if I'm calling upon the name of God, and if I'm walking in the statutes of God, my son, forget not my commandments, keep my commandments, for long life it shall add unto thee, bind it upon thy neck and write it upon the tables of thy heart. I heard the Bible said that then you shall find favor in the sight and good understanding in the sight of God and man. But you know what? Satan is hearing the word too. Satan hear the word too. And Satan know the word too. And Satan would try us because he was deceiver from the beginning. But you know, we're battle tested already. We're battle tested because we have, some of us have faced adversities. Some of us have went through hardships. Some of us have started from the bottom. Starting from the bottom, but had risen from the bottom and where we at right now in our current life right now, some of us. And if there's anybody out there right now, you can testify. You ain't always where you was at this particular time in your life right now. We all been through. The Bible said that we all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. We all have. We all have been down, but thank God for what you're not used to be that. Thank God for who you am now and not what you used to be. That's what I'm glorifying God for. It ain't no theoretically speaking about where we just magically appeared on the scene and we was righteous from the beginning. No, we had to go through a test and a trial we had to go through to get where we at right now. To reach some type of standard in our life. And God is calling for a standard. He's calling for a holiness of people. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. And as you begin to look into the scripture here, Jesus said, and there went a great multitude with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and children and brother and sister, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. When you look at this particular passage of scripture, Jesus is literally saying, he's not telling you to hate your father and your mother, your brother and your sister. Are you kidding me? He's not saying literally that. But he's saying, don't put them before me. See, because last time I checked, and my Bible tells me, for grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And whosoever believeth in Jesus shall have eternal life. So whatever I'm going through in my life out there, whatever that you may be following, my friend, that got you kind of stagnated and got you dragging your feet slowly and got you with the spirit of uncertainty or doubt or lack in your mind, that can't deliver you when you're going through something in your life. You can search from to and fro, from the east and the west and the south and the north. And you can go to a psychiatrist or a shrink, or you can go to a friend or a grandmother or a mother. You can talk to them about your problem all day. And both of y'all can be blue in the face. But unless, now I'm not saying that the people of God, you can go to the anointed man and woman of God who God has set up, ordained, or predestined in the church. And you can go to the pastor, glory to God, and they can pray over the saints, and then and the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yes, I believe that. And whatever you can be delivered, but your heart got to be there. It's called a spirit of impartation. It, in other words, it means that the spirit that is in me, the anointing, the Holy Spirit, and when them two spirits connect and collide together, the Bible souls declare that when two or three are gathered in his name, there I am in the midst of them. And it's the spirit of impartation right there. It's from one anointing to the other anointing, and to the Trinity of the Godhead of Jesus Christ that's connected. Yes, sir. And where you can therefore grow in the sincere milk of the Word of God, the engrafted Word of God. See, it's all about growing in spiritual growth now, what we're going through, because we're fighting a battle right now where we have to be battle tested. That's why Jesus is saying, count up the cost. If you're going to follow after me, you got to count up the cost, because you're on the attack. There's not a test without a testimony. And we come to understand and to know that to him alone doeth great wonders. For his mercy endure forever, for him alone. We have to be watchful as more when we pray and when we walk. And we're walking in the Lord now. And as we're walking in the Lord, we're walking in the vocation of the Lord as we walk. That word vocation means in your ministry. The vicarious Christ, meaning that Christ died for you. And he bared your grief and carried your sorrows. These was your sorrows when Jesus Christ died. See, he was already glory from the beginning. He was already glory. He just wanted to come and show you that I am the way, the truth, and show me too. And the life. It is he that have made you and not you yourself. So prioritizing and getting your house in order, and for you to deny yourself, glory to God, the inheritance that is laid up for you, uncorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, that is reserved in heaven for you. It's already reserved. It's already there for the taking. 1 Peter 1:4. It's already there for the taking. God, exceeding precious promises, his divine institute for you, for all of his children right now, that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, where we stand and rejoice in unspeakable joy that's on the inside of a believer. It's an unspeakable joy that's on the inside of you. And this world didn't give you this joy, and the world cannot take this joy away from you. It's the word of God that God breathed, the inspirational word of the Lord, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scriptures, inspiration given by God, profitable for doctrine, reproof, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished in every capacity and every work, being equipped when you go out there. So you got to be battle tested when you go out there. The living word of God, the word of God said that, be holy for I am holy, for it is written. And you know, when the word of the Lord begin to speak about it is written, that means it's confirmation, and that means that it's affirmation. It's simply the spoken word, the inerrant word. Amen. Make it plain and simple that a fool without much error, even much a child, will begin to understand, because Jesus said that, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. When his disciples was right there, when the parents brought the children to Jesus, and Jesus began to anoint them. See, the parents wanted Jesus to anoint their children. You see, they denied themselves, but their children, the generation going forth, and his disciples thought that Jesus ain't had time for the children. Jesus got time for everybody. You a child to God, and God got time for you. God got time for you, but you have to present yourself as a living sacrifice in your body, acceptable and holy unto God. We have a kingdom, amen, that cannot be shaken, whereby let us come with grace, being acceptable, amen, and giving reference in the fear of the Holy One, God. We thank God, amen, for this moment. Thank God for this segment for you. We thank you for being able to listen in to us on this morning. We pray and hope that God is meeting all your expectations. Glory to God. Amen. We know that God is a faithful God, and God will prevail. Amen. We pray that God will enlighten you. We pray that we have ministered as the Lord have ministered unto you on this morning. And we pray also that you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. God bless you, my beloved. We're speaking over to Tabernacle Church of Deliverance on tomorrow morning, 10:15 a.m. We had the opportunity to come forth with the word of the Lord, Lively Stones Ministry, and Minister Ezekiel Jones. We'll be there. Amen. And the Lord. Praise God. Can't do nothing without God. And, yes, sir. Yeah, he already going to be there. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Thank God for my wife this morning, Milagros Jones. Thank God for her. And just having a beautiful person in my life. And she's listening on this morning. She wasn't able to be here on this morning. But thank God for you, sweetheart. I know you listen. Praise God. Glory to God. So God bless you, my friend. Amen. Allow God to be God in your life. Through the only wise God, our Savior. Amen. For exceeding great precious promises. Glory to God. To the only wise God, our Savior. Amen. And to majesty and glory and dominion and power. Amen. That the manifestation of God fall down upon you, that the blessings of God, amen, as a reservoir, continue to, that your cup will continue to overflow in your life, and put Jesus first in your life, the anointed one, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Messiah, the anointed one. For God have anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. What about you this morning? Go about doing good. And you'll find favor in the sight of God. And you shall eat from the good of the land. Verily thou shalt be fed. Praise God. Thank God for you this morning, for being with us here this morning. We want to let you know that we love you, and God bless you. Amen.
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on